Welcome to Brit Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings. What time is it? It's Movie Monday. Hey, what did y'all watch this weekend? What's good, fam? Welcome to a new segment I'm calling Movie Mondays on Brit Lachey Speaks. I will take this moment to discuss a movie I have recently viewed. I will try my darndest not to give away any spoilers. So let's get this off. Let's get it started. Let's kick it off. I'm absolutely in love with sci-fi movies, especially the kind that comes straight to DVD or on the Sci-Fi Network. You know the Asylum movies that come on there? You know, like Sharknado, Ice Spiders, Metal Tornado, those kind of movies. Now, don't get me wrong, I like the big theater ones too, but it's something about, for lack of better words, cheesy sci-fi that gets me hooked and glued to my TV. Remember the 90s film Tremors with Kevin Bacon and Reba McEntire? A classic, in my opinion. The town of perfection being destroyed by graboids. I still watch that movie over and over to this day. For the first installment of Movie Mondays, let's talk about Tremors, A Cold Day in Hell. This came out straight to DVD on May 1st, the sixth installment in the Tremors franchise, which started back in 1990. Can you believe it? 1990! Tremors, A Cold Day in Hell is essentially the sequel to Tremors 5 Bloodline. We were reintroduced to the main characters, Burt Gummer, played by Michael Gross, and his son, Travis Welker, played by Jamie Kennedy. Burt Gummer and Travis Welker traveled to Canada to investigate graboids and ass blasters. This is the first time that these monsters have been found in a non-Sahara climate. As always, this movie is action-packed with hints of comedy. Gross and Kennedy have great chemistry together, in my opinion. For me, it's like an old school trapping, hunting meets new school, let's document everything on social media. Now, the plot is simple. Find out why the graboids and ass blasters are in cold climate. We meet some great new characters in this storyline, and one in particular has ties to the first and second installments of the Tremors franchise. This movie was a really cool way to kill some time and just enjoy a film without overthinking the plot. The cinematography was great, and it didn't overdo the acting. So, have you seen Tremors, A Cold Day in Hell? If you love the Tremors franchise, I would love to hear from you. So call in, hit me up on social media, let's talk about it. Hey now, on this first installment of Movie Mondays, I'm going to give you a twofer. So I also watched the new Tomb Raider movie, you know, the Lara Croft story. So here's my take on that. Tomb Raider released on March 16, 2018, directed by Roy Uthog, starring Alicia Vikander, Dominic West, Walton Goggins, and Daniel Wu, gives us another take on the storyline of Lara Croft. Now, Lara Croft, the fiercely independent daughter of a missing adventurer, must push herself beyond her limits when she discovers the island where her father disappeared. Now, while I'm not a video gamer, I still love and appreciate the Tomb Raider storyline. Excuse me. The two versions starting Angelina Jolie provided me with a little background to what the game was like. I absolutely thought Jolie did an amazing job as Lara Croft and did Lara Croft some justice. Not gonna lie, I was a little skeptical of them remaking Tomb Raider. I thought this was going to be like that Tom Cruise movie, The Mummy, a bad movie and a bad idea in my opinion, but I digress. The trailer lured me in as it was intended to do. I saw and wondered, who is this Alicia Vikander? And can she really pull off the role of Lara Croft? She would need to be athletic, good acting skills, a believability level on high, and an overall an official badass. Like, seriously. Well, Alicia, you did it and made a total believer out of me. Her action sequences were amazing. Her chemistry with Wu and Wes were absolutely believable. Kudos to whoever her stunt mommy was, because the water scene was my favorite. Now, you're going to have to watch the movie to find out about that water scene. It was really, really good. It had water and a plane. That's all I'm giving you. That's all I'm giving you. Now, a part of the movie that doesn't really get much credit unless it's a musical is the score. The music score for this film really helped push the film along, in my opinion. I'm a jumpy person by nature, which is why I don't do too many horror films. But with Tomb Raider, I was really feeling the music. I'm going to have to fully explore that soundtrack on iTunes or Spotify. The difference between Angelina Jolie's Lara Croft and Alicia Vikander's Lara Croft was simply the age. Alicia plays a younger Croft before the signature guns. We are given more background story on Lara's father and upbringing. This background story gives us a glimpse at why Jolie's character is such a badass woman in her two versions. I'm treating the 2018 Tomb Raider as a prequel to the 2001 and 2003 versions. Overall, I love this movie and hope there are future installations to the brand. Now, did you see Tomb Raider? What did you think between all three versions? Like, what did you think of the movie? Let's discuss. So go on, call in, hit me up on my social media, and let's just have a really big discussion. Okay, do you have any other suggestions for Movie Mondays? I would love to hear them as well. Go and call in on those too. Let's discuss. Now, I am thinking about doing a Avengers review, but I have so many questions after watching that 2.5 hour movie that I don't know if I can adequately review it without giving away spoilers. So at some point I'm gonna give y'all a cut off to go on and see that movie so we can talk about it, because I have questions that need to be answered by the people. That's all for this version of this installation of Movie Mondays. Check y'all out next week. Don't know what I'm going to watch just yet. So, you know, if you've seen something good and think I should watch it, I'm pretty good on all genres. I will say I'll try to check out a horror if you suggest it. I make no promises. I'm that scary chick that's got the pillow in front of her face and her hands over her ears. So if it's too gory, I might not get through all of it. But I will make that initial attempt for you. Peace out, y'all. Have a good day. Thanks for listening to Britt Lachey Speaks. Subscribe to the podcast on Anchor FM. Connect with me on Twitter at Britt Speaks and Facebook at Britt Lachey Speaks. That's BRITTLASHEA Speaks. See you on the next episode.